Today's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at today's USDA report, and this is the first survey-based estimate of the 2012 crop, we can break it down by upland production versus ELS production. USDA has upland production right at 17 million bales with 663,000 bales of the extra long staple cotton production. They estimate that will come from a harvested area of about 10.8 million acres, which USDA estimates we plant approximately 12.6 million acres, so that leaves a non-harvested of 1.8 million, which is an abandonment rate of 14%. USDA's estimate for national average yield is 784 pounds per acre, which if realized is a bit lower than the five-year average, and largely that's due to concerns with the crop as it's developing in the southwestern region.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Just to touch briefly on the production regions, USDA is calling for a southeast crop of just under 4.8 million bales, and that's based off of a yield that is 75 pounds above their five-year average. So right now, overall crop prospects in the southeast are still reasonably positive.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Mid-South production is expected at just under 4 million bales, based on an average yield of about 911 pounds per acre.
Fourth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Still, the area of the greatest concern is the Southwest. While not in as bad a shape as what we saw in 2011, there are still some very significant concerns with dry weather in the Southwest. USDA has the crop across the entire Southwest region at just under 7 million bales. I think there's probably a lot of concern within the industry that the crop is probably not as large as what USDA is calling for now, so we'll see how that develops going forward.
Fifth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Out west, the crop continues to progress. USDA has a crop of around 1.3 million bales of upland, and the Pima crop is out west of 660,000 bales.
Sixth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Probably one thing to keep in perspective when we look at USDA's crop is this is their first survey-based estimate, so we've still got several weeks before the bulk of the crop will be harvested. I think the markets will continue to watch the development, particularly in the southwestern United States, over the next several weeks. They will anticipate the USDA update that will come out in September, and we'll have to see then if these weather conditions in the southwest persist. I would anticipate that when we see the next estimate out of USDA in September, that it will likely be a smaller crop.